Thank you and good afternoon. On Thursday, Eureka police arrested 24-year-old Nathan Layton Johnson for his connection in the death of Terry Lee Thomas in September of last year. The 63-year-old was found unconscious and bleeding from head and facial injuries in the parking lot in the 900 block of 4th Street following a physical altercation. He later succumbed to his injuries after being transported to the hospital. After a thorough investigation, Johnson was located on Thursday and taken into county jail where he awaits trial. He was charged with involuntary manslaughter and two unrelated charges of domestic battery and vandalism. After conducting several follow-up investigations into burglaries in Hoopa and Willow Creek, Humboldt deputies arrested 23-year-old Roman J. Price on Thursday. The investigation led deputies to Price's vehicle, which was spotted on Highway 96, and a probation search turned up a loaded 12-gauge shotgun on the driver's seat, as well as marijuana and the stolen property from the burglaries. Price was detained and booked into county jail on a list of charges, including being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of stolen property, and probation violation. The city of Eureka has targeted May 2nd as the day it will remove anyone who is still camping in the Palco Marsh area. With trial construction scheduled for the summer, the city and the county have taken the first steps in assisting those in need of permanent housing to find a place to live. By using the Housing First process, ending a person's homelessness by finding them a place to live and then dealing with any other issues, the city aims to clear out the illegal encampments. The city issued a 9-page guideline and is asking for requests for proposals from organizations that can develop and implement a strategy to relocate the homeless in housing for a minimum of 6 months. Interested parties can download the guideline package at the City of Eureka's website, and the proposals are due by April 22nd. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department held their badge pinning ceremony earlier this afternoon at their fire station on C Street in Eureka. Some of the promotions recognized at the ceremony included Chris Mitchell, Nathan Baxley, and Michael Landry to fire captain, along with Bill Gillespie to fire chief and Bill Reynolds to deputy fire chief. Adam Bumgardner, Michael Tyson, and Cameron Waters were sworn in as the department's newest recruit firefighters who graduated from the department's training academy. Colin Bedeau, Don Penn, and Chris Alexander were also sworn in as the department's newest paramedics. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office will hold a swearing-in ceremony of their own Monday morning to announce the promotion of current staff and the hiring of new employees in various departments. Michael Fridley has been promoted to lieutenant, and Blake Massaro and Josh McCall have been promoted to sergeant, with Nancy Corral being promoted to supervisor. 9 new corrections deputies will be sworn in, as well as patrol deputy John O'Mee, dispatcher Rhiannon Potts, along with 2 new reserve deputies. The ceremony will be held at the Aquatic Center at 9 a.m. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. California Highway Patrol officers and road work crews are typically at risk every day from getting struck by vehicles along the roadway while they're out conducting repairs or conducting traffic stops. When Public Information Officer Brett Fabry from the CHP office in Southern Humboldt appeared on Thursday morning's talk shop, distracted driving was the first thing he mentioned when it comes to the reason why officers or road workers are struck by vehicles.
I think distracted driving is one of the biggest right now. Everybody has a smartphone or cell phone with them all the time. And, you know, you see people as you're driving through even traffic, and you look over and you'll see them looking at the screen or typing a text message or talking on the phone.
There have been alternatives created to talking on your cell phone while driving, such as a Bluetooth headset or even a built-in Bluetooth device within the vehicle. But Fabri thinks that still distracts the driver.
We were talking about cell phones in general. Even if you're having a conversation using Bluetooth, you still are distracted because you a lot of times will not remember things that you've seen as you're driving and talking on your cell phone at the same time. It's a good test for you to take on yourself is try to think about cars you might have seen going in the other direction while you're having a conversation on your cell phone, and you may not.
Fabri went on to say that speeding and impaired drivers are typically the other two factors when it comes to an accident where an officer or a worker is struck by a vehicle. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.